Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, this is Competing Organic OK. The show today is Satisfying the Greatness Within You. This is a part of the conversation that we want to have in the backdrop of the internal greatness of you. Not just you, but you and you and you and you and you. This is here. Organic OK. I have a special guest on my show, and I would like to say, first off, thank you for being part of this platform of being organic and expressing your greater moments that the desires that you have picked for to unfold and invest in your life and the capacity of others' lives. Thank you so much today for being a part of the show. Can you take the time to introduce yourself for me, please?
How y'all doing? That's Cantrell Harrison.
We got this guest here, and I wanted to take the time for the guest to be able to express and talk about things that they're passionate about and give some that have similar passion a more redefined greater moment to see others that have similar passion and beyond that inspire those to have similar passion level at another altitude, because we know we are not all gifted at the same level, but we have a unique way of what we need to be given to us as individuals is defined us sharing together, and that actually brings the actual ability to a whole new level, don't you say?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. As you've been gifted to share with others, would you like to partake in giving those just a little insight on how do they get to being connected with themselves from your viewpoint?
Connected with themselves?
Yes, from your viewpoint on how you connect with yourself.
I'm just trying to furthermore understand the question so that I can expound on it. This is what I'm hearing to the question you're asking, right? How do they become more of themselves?
What I was asking you is, from your viewpoint, how do you become, as yourself? Because you know how you present the knowledge that you come across, and how that topic that I brought up, how do you address that for yourself? And that will reflect in others how they come about maybe a different route, but how they get to it for themselves in that actual wisdom that you're given.
Okay. All right. I hear you. I have to start off with my first saying that, you have to love yourself. If you don't, I've been through a lot when I was a child, not blaming anybody or pointing fingers at this or that, and whatever, all that happened, right? However, I learned from my grandpa at a young age that when you go through something, what did you learn from it, right? And it's like people go through something and then it's like they didn't pass the test the first time, so they continue to go through it, because they don't learn anything from it. I refuse to go through something only once, go through something once and never learn anything about what I went through. I will continue, I will be forever learning at 1 year old or 100, right? Because I don't know everything, and I like to gather information on stuff.
Okay. So in your advice that you give to others, is there anything specific that you feel that on your journey you wish you would have, not say wish you would have, but you see what you have now, and for those that actually go through that journey, is there anything you can give to them so they don't have to go through the same journey and see some signs to avoid some of those oppositions?
Yes, sir. I have to start off by telling you a story that leads up to my point, and then once you, when we get to my point, then I can just fly, right? When I was 15 years old, I was trying to be like everybody else, right? I'm 35 now. At 15 years old, I didn't know my identity. I did not know who I was. I didn't know how people saw me. All I knew was how I saw people, right? But I knew that I needed to change, right? At least that's what I thought when I was 15. I wanted to become somebody, right? And what's a better example than to become something that you're familiar with, or the people around you and whatnot? But after going through all that, trying to become someone else, I learned that I have a lot of value on the inside of me, right? You know, and so to the point, like, you gotta understand that you have value too. You're important as well, right? I wouldn't say more important than anybody else, but you have value. You're unique. Everybody has something that they can do that someone else can't do, right? And it's just growing up, I didn't know how special I was. Not like special ed or retarded or anything like that. It's just I didn't know that I was important too, right? You know, and it's like when I was 15 going to Stack High School, I was getting bullied. I've always forever been tall. I'm 7 foot now. In high school, I was like 6'2", 120 pounds, right? Easy for people to pick on. Right, never knew that I have strength. You know what I mean? You know, I can move mountains. You know, but my great uncle Ferdinand taught me, with great strength comes great responsibility. You know, it's like saying just because you can do something doesn't mean that you will, that you should. Right, just because you got a gun don't mean that you need to use it. Handle it a different way, right? That really shaped and formed my younger adulthood life because I was bullied my whole, like my whole younger life, and I didn't want to become a bully. I wanted to help people. So because of what my great uncle Ferdinand said, It really impacted my life and had me change from becoming the situation around me, which is gun violence, people beating up, jumping people, drug dealers, all this stuff, to actually wanting to help people.
Well, I appreciate the words of wisdom that is igniting the actual provoking greater moments that people are finding themselves when they listen to this, connecting with you. They want to say, at moments of listening, how can they connect and hear words of your wisdom again?
Is it possible that your information is something that can be used over and over again? Yes, everybody. Information and wisdom, if it's truly a vulnerable, sincere moment of you connecting, you will find all kinds of great moments that these words that the young man have took his time to express, you know, a very intended purpose in his conversation, that giving those moments within you a sense of, you know, gratitude and purpose. For those that have never seen someone freed out of the opposition, but thrown into it and making it seem normal to be oppressed and be unclear about freedom. It's so important to be free as we free others to be free. Understanding what free really means, it is something defined within the light that you are being heated up and freed in the journey of your passion and humility. I'd like to say thank you for being a guest on this show. Satisfy the greatness within you. And this is Comedian Organic OK. And we are talking to this young gentleman. Today is Saturday. We are at 6:14 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'd like to say those viewers have tuned in and have tuned in to vibration level to turn up the volume, not turn down the greater moments that's been spreaded to them. Hey, let me ask you this. In your journey, have you learned something from what you said at this moment? Have this inspired, you know, the magnitude of greater moments that you can free at this time?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Yes. I learned that every moment is valuable. You know, and something that I'm in the process of trying to do now, right, is get the most out of every moment. Right, people dying left and right. I don't know how. I mean, I hope I get to live to 85. You know, 50 more years. But you know, until whenever I die, you know, I wanna grab every moment that I have while I'm living. You know.
As you grabbing every moment, grabbing every minute as you living, is the moment that you holding on to, is it looking into greatness as greatness unveil what is a part of sharing, caring, holding on to something, hold on to someone in time, is somebody embracing the greater moments? What do you say? Is that part of where you're going?
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going. You know, you gotta embrace it. You know, it's like everybody learns.
From
in three words.
Yeah, free words. You're freeing the words that they may not have the actual message list of where they should place the words in themselves. Sometimes people have the words, but they don't understand the order because they've been so locked out of their greatness from they self. It's so important. This was something that was intended to happen. We
Amen.
Have freed so many levels of altitude and brought oxygen to a high level. Because society, you know, it is something about, is it by accident why they make people that's giants and tall all to be scary, freaky looking, something you should fear, something you should be threatened by, but they don't tell you about something you should be embraced by, because the connection of something that big is connecting and traveling and covering so much space of great oxygen. As they hug from a distance, they're getting close in a closer, deeper moment, right? So a person that's tall, reach over from across the street, but pull you close to the world, and the world is not so much distance. They don't look at that moment.
Yes,
that's a gift. And you say these
Amen.
Shoes are, look at those big shoes you got. Look how big those shoes you got. Hey, these shoes and these traveling, it covers so much space because it means to the direction, this is in purpose. I'm putting my foot down for you can see how deep I am connected with the space that is in this actual, you know, platform. And it's so many things. People look and say, oh, that's, see, that is something that the world and a tree would say, oh, my goodness, I get to be a part of this, you know, and you get the vibrational level, you get to run across trees, and the trees get so much, you know, recycling greatness. When you see a tall person walk past and the oxygen flow, vibration levels, it's so much clearness that's going on that people don't realize.
Amen.
What do you think about that?
I mean, you said it, man.
I didn't catch you. I'm listening. We have some technical issues right now. The young gentleman, I don't know if he's still available at the moment. If he's available at the moment, understand, open up the vibration level, the song that highlights greater moments. When you hear the music, it's so much more. It's so aligned to purpose. Purpose have found. Yes, I hear you. I know you're here. We got your line.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
He's back. We want
yes,
to hold the moment for you. Go ahead. Speak your words.
Okay. All right. What was the question again? I kind of got crumbled.
Well, what we're going to do is because nothing by accident. Your steps are so far ahead. We got to make sure that we're stepping up to where you went in your travel of altitude. At this point in time, everybody, we must understand, everybody that see greatness and as it grow, as it move, we have to understand how it's so important that we take the time to embrace somebody that's coming with this much altitude and their love and sharing from distance to close up, showing you the height of their soul. You know, it's something, you know, the wisdom that this young man have, you know, spread through the airwaves is something that the height can see that his voice is higher than his height to allow people to really hear it at another level. Yeah, so in our journey, we must understand, we always talk about the giants, right? But we never heard conversations with giants, right? It's always hear these stories about giants, right? But we never hear the great stories from giants, right? When last time we got gifted to hear a great story from a giant? Instead of hearing small stories from people that don't understand how big the giant voice and spirit is. That's scary because the giant got so many roller coaster of altitudes of information. People say, whoa, I'm riding on a roller coaster. That is something that people fear. People say the knowledge mind is is sky's the limit. But if we show really sky's the limit for giants, that's really what it means.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it shows where the sky, where people tall, you know, coming from. They come from a distance. Everybody, this is Comedian Organic OK. We have 23 after the hour, 6:23. This is Saturday. The show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And we have our guests. Guests, can you give the callers and listeners that didn't, you know, hear the beginning of the show, let me hear your name again, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. My name is Cantrell Harrison. 35 years old, 7 foot tall.
So where are you originally from?
Where am I visiting from?
Where are you originally from?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay. Because what we're doing here is whatever a person listening to this program, they could be anywhere in the world. We don't know what listener, where they would be actually listening from. But as that listener tune into, you know, the vibration level of where you're coming from, that gives them, you know, landing of purpose, you know, connecting, you know, inside of great moments. And yet, what you're talking about, too, is, yes, they have redefined what, you know, people talk about disabled mentally. Now they call it intellect decline now. And it's so many, you know, greater moments where we are not even looking at that. We're looking at little shortcomings that time have not been able to keep up with great people. That's what they ain't telling you. Time have not been able to keep up with great people. And when we get the opportunity where a great person is taking the time to put the time clock together and re-pit that clock up like that time is behind. They say, man, you got to reset your clock. Reset your clock. Let me manually do it. That's greatness, right? Greatness resets the clock that's off time and behind and not caught up, right? And that's what greatness do.
Amen.
Greatness fix things that look like it's unfixable. And that's what greatness really do. Greatness have you sitting there pinned in your greatness and said, my goodness, have you locked in so many great moments where you don't know where to get apart because you are so connected with so many things. You start walking on greatness, you'll see so many things in your life become so rewarded.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody today, I want you to take the time to care. Don't care because I tell you to care. Care because this has been the voice you've been wanting to hear. And that voice is coming to life through you, through others. And we're getting closer to you from a point in being connected. Isn't that something to hear? All the things you've been going through in your life, and you know it's been a moment where you have a tingling moment where you know it's been designed for you to be even better than you even imagined. And this was the time where you got to enjoy that. We celebrate you, all you out there. We celebrate you. We celebrate the things in you, the actual life where you say, I know. We know that is the freedom in you. It's traveling. You're walking through the greatness in the actual trails, and you are coming into more purpose. Thank everybody tuning into the show. We are getting to the very end. And when you get to the very end, one of the things that people always say at the very end, they want to say, I have found greatness, and greatness have been talking to me. He's been giving me conversation that let the voice of weakness have no meaning in my soul. And I woke up with the ending greater. And I've left the ungreater moments behind. Thank you, everybody. This is Comedian Organic OK. And I would like to take the time to give my guest the last few words of wisdom that he would like to place for himself an investment in the future.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. In closing, yes, sir. In closing, if you, I mean, I've learned that no matter how strong you are, no matter how gifted you are, you know, no matter how old or young you are, whatever the case may be, our strength, one person's strength, has a limit. It tops out. There's only so much you can do. But together, we can move mountains.
Matter of fact,
yeah.
we don't only move mountains. We digest mountains as it's something to say. These mountains will be taken apart. And when we take the mountains apart, you'll find all the soil and things that we invest in, the minerals, have been broken into pieces to share the wealth in other sections of our greatness. Isn't that something? It once was a mountain to climb. It once was that, a mountain that fell into greater moments. And when it's invested through us, we are carrying a mountain higher than a mountain ever can be. Thank everybody. This is Comedian Organic OK. I wanted to say thank everybody for being a part of this. Thank you for allowing me to wake you up. And I know this was something that everybody wants to see their moment greater and being released to the eternity of life. Thank everybody. Take care. And once again, greater moments have invested in time your greater being inside of greater moments. Take care, everybody.
Yes.